Angielski w pracy z humorem, Kasia Sielicka.
I had a different plan for this week's lesson. Usually, I steer clear of politics. Trzymam się z dala. So usually I steer clear of politics, and this lesson is not intended to be political. But the situation in Poland right now has forced me to share my thoughts and experiences with you. So I'd like to consider being a woman in Poland. It will be personal. It will be provocative. It will be painful. But before we dive in, zanim zabierzemy się do roboty, before we dive in, I'd like us to make sure that we're pronouncing the topic of our today's class in the right way, because most Poles mispronounce the word. Mispronounce? Źle wymawiać. Most Poles mispronounce the words woman and women. So let's make it clear. When you have one female, that's a woman. Woman. So you can say there is a beautiful woman sitting on the bench. Or each woman is very special and precious. Or there's the song Pretty Woman Walking Down the Street. Yep, I'm terrible at singing, so I'm not gonna sing that, but I do enjoy that from time to time. So pretty woman walking down the street. Yeah, so remember it's a woman, one woman. And when there are two of them, yeah, or more, that's women. Women, yeah? So you can say, I saw two tall women walking in the park. Or all of the women came, but none of the men. Or women are protesting for their rights right now in Poland. Okay, so here's how to pronounce women. And let's make sure that we know the right word for the hot topic today, which is the women's rights. The women's rights. Not laws. Laws is not the good word here. The women's rights, prawa kobiet. So, for example, he's a staunch supporter of women's rights. Staunch? Zagorzały, zażarty. He's a staunch supporter of women's rights. Or women's rights are the focus of current protests. Or women are fighting for their rights. Okay, so we know what we're talking about, we know how to pronounce women, so let's get back to our topic. Let's get down to business. Zabierzmy się do roboty. Let's get down to business. I'm writing this lesson on the 1st of November 2020, and I'm also recording this for you. And for over a week now, the main topic of public debate has been the near total ban on abortion. The near total, prawie całkowity, ban on, zakaz. So the near total ban on abortion. And this was introduced by a ruling of the Constitutional Tribunal over a week ago. A ruling, decyzja, orzeczenie, the Constitutional Tribunal, Trybunał Konstytucyjny. So this was introduced by a ruling of the Constitutional Tribunal. And many people see that as an infringement on the fundamental rights of women. Infringement on naruszenie. So an infringement on women's rights. So this made me think. To zmusiło mnie do myślenia. This made me think. What does it mean to be a woman in Poland today? And since I have only my own experiences to refer to, I'd like to share them with you. So, I was born in Rzeszów, and I was brought up, wychowywana, I was brought up in the small village of Witkowice, that's in Podkarpacie. And when I was 10, my family moved to Dębica, which is a small town also in Podkarpacie, and I lived there till I was 18. My mother is a devout Catholic. Devout, gorliwa, pobożna. She's a devout Catholic. So, of course, our family did all the religious practices, such as masses, prayers, and fasting. Yeah, masses, msze, prayers, modlitwy, fasting, poszczenie. So we did all of that. Masses, prayers, and fasting. But in addition to that, my mother also perpetuated the stereotype, kultywowała stereotyp, she perpetuated the stereotype of what it means to be a good woman in the Polish society. And this stereotype is very much prevalent in Poland. Prevalent? Rozpowszechniony. So she perpetuated the prevalent stereotype in Poland. So, what should a good woman be like? Well, most importantly, she should be a good wife to her husband. And this entails, zawiera, pociąga za sobą, this entails being attractive for your husband, cooking for your husband, cleaning for your husband, doing the laundry for your husband. Doing the laundry? Robienie prania. Doing the laundry for your husband. But in addition to that, she paradoxically was also a victim of the feminist achievements. Victim? Ofiara. She was also a victim of the achievements of feminism because she also worked. She had a full-time job. So after coming home from work, she basically did the housework. Robiła prace domowe. She did the housework and then she spent half a night catching up with her work, with her professional career. Now, what did my dad do when he came back from work? He ate the dinner, which my mom had made. He watched nature documentaries, programy dokumentalne. Yeah, he watched nature documentaries. Sometimes he went cycling, sometimes he read the newspaper, sometimes he went swimming, sometimes he did some gardening. I believe this is called relaxing. My mother did none of that. Okay, let's face it, relaxing is overrated anyway, yeah? Overrated, przereklamowane. Relaxing is overrated, so who would want to do that? Yeah. So, this was the example I was supposed to follow. Yeah? This is the example that many Polish girls are given to follow. But the final straw, ostatnia kropla, the final straw was when last year I made the decision to divorce my husband, and the conversation I had with my parents, both mom and dad, was like this. Is he drinking? No. Is he beating you up? No. Then why the hell are you divorcing him? So, that was the conversation. You see, us women, we're supposed to set high standards for ourselves. But the only thing you can accept from a husband is not to beat you up too often, or at least not in the face, and to be sober most of the time. Sober, trzeźw, yeah? And yeah, unfortunately, this is the environment that so many Polish girls grew up in. This is what it means to be a good wife, and therefore a good woman for so many of us. All those responsibilities. And did you know that parishes, organize special courses on how to be a good wife? And I've tried to find courses on how to be a good husband. And I haven't found any. Yeah. So, I do realize that many girls have been brought up differently, believing in themselves, standing up for their rights, walczenie o siebie, standing up for themselves, knowing their true value. I am so happy for them. And I also do realize that there are lots of men, lots of great guys out there who cherish their women. Cherish? Wielbić, hołbić. So lots of men do cherish their women and support us in fighting for ourselves. Thank you, guys. Thank you, gentlemen. We really need your support. We do need your help. We need you so much. But being inferior to men, being inferior to men is the legacy, dziedzictwo, that most Polish women grew up with. Yeah, being inferior to men is the legacy that most Polish women grew up with. The subconscious belief, subconscious, podświadome, the subconscious belief that women have no rights. They have only obligations. Obligations, obowiązki, obligations. Well, guess what? We've had enough. Mamy dosyć. We've had enough.
Kasia Sielicka, doktor filologii angielskiej, angielski w pracy z humorem. www.angielskizhumorem.pl